The nonprofit Angus Reid Institute that does independent research has found that the percentage of Canadians prioritizing military preparedness has more than doubled over the past decade. NATO countries have a commitment to spend 2% of GDP on defense. To date, 18 of 31 member countries are at that level, and Canada isn't one of them. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has put a sharper focus on NATO's military readiness, and it appears the remaining 13 member countries have woken up to work towards that 2% goal. No Canadian government has hit the 2% defense spending mark since 1990, and it was at its lowest point under Stephen Harper's government. Justin Trudeau's government has increased the level somewhat, but Angus Reid research shows that more than half of us want us to increase our defense spending level to 2% or even beyond. Just under a third say we should maintain the current level of 1.38%, and 16% of Canadians would reduce spending on defense. For the record, I'm in the over half crowd that would like to see us at least at that 2% level. And it's not because Donald Trump has suggested that if he was president, the U.S. would not protect any NATO country from Russian aggression if that country was not meeting its NATO spending commitment. If one follows the world news, it only makes sense Canada should have an effective and prepared military and stop leaning on Americans to protect us just because we are literally attached to them. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.